The entire Nome school board faces a recall election tomorrow. The unusual action stems from an executive session that was held back in January. From KNOM in Nome, Lorelei Kanin has the story.
On January 12, the Nome School Board voted not to renew the contracts of Nome Belts High School Principal Janine Sullivan and Assistant Principal Doug Boyer. Hundreds of people weighed in during the public comment period of following board meetings, hoping the board would reverse their decision. When the board did not take action to reverse the decision, petitions were filed against 4 out of the 5 board members. One of the board members facing the recall election is Kirsten Timbers. She says after the January 12 decision, roughly 20 families shared stories of personal experiences where they or their children felt mistreated. Timbers says numerous people have thanked her for her decision and her vote. Nome citizen Julie Kelso was instrumental in drafting the petition for the recall against Board Chair Gloria Carmen and members Albert McComas, Kirsten Timbers, and Heather Piena. Kelso says the recall is based on the board's numerous violations of the law.
Specifically, the Alaska Open Meetings Act and their own policies and procedures.
Kelso says the lawyer consulted regarding the recall petition, John McKay, found at least 3 violations by the school board in relation to the January 12 executive session.
The motion itself to call the executive session was illegal. It was not clear and specific. And also that the persons discussed in the executive session were not notified of their right to be present. It also does not address the fact that issues might have been discussed in executive session that weren't appropriate for executive session at all, such as eliminating the assistant principal position, which would be a budgetary discussion.
According to board bylaws, budgetary discussions are not permitted during executive sessions. Last Friday, Assistant Principal Doug Boyer received a response letter as to why his contract was not renewed. The letter said the district had not yet decided whether to include an assistant principal in the FY11 staffing budget. Principal Sullivan says she twice requested reasons why her contract was not renewed, yet the board says they haven't seen any such request. And Nome resident Carmel Goldsberry filed the petition application with the City of Nome against the remaining board member, Barb Nichols.
I based Barb Nichols' recall effort on the fact that there was a recall brought forth for the other 4 school board members, and it was attacking the legality of the executive session. So if that is going to be attacked, all 5 board members were in that executive session, so it's only fair for all 5 to be recalled.
Goldsberry says she simply copied the recall application from the one written for the 4 other board members.
Personally speaking, I don't believe in the recall, and I don't think they did anything that was illegal. In my heart of hearts, I hope the recall doesn't go through, but if they're going to recall 4, they need to recall all 5.
Throughout the Gold Rush City, signs tell voters to either vote yes to recall the members or no in support of the school board members. Nome City Clerk Sandy Babcock says she estimates the election will cost the city $10,000. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.